In a darkened room inside the McAllen Border Patrol station, a couple of National Guard troops are bathed in violet glare. Ahead of them is a wall of screens, each displaying camera feeds from different parts of the border. Using motion sensors and control towers, the guard can see vehicles, terrain, and occasionally people. Every so often, they spot something suspicious, like someone hauling drug bundles or trying to cross the border illegally. Then they'll report it to the Border Patrol.
So be advised, I had two scouts on an ATV. They're making their rounds on the south side. And I also have a pickup with probably about four bodies.
A short distance away in Havana, Texas, Border Patrol Agent Herman Rivera hears a call like this, pulls his truck over, and disappears into the brush along the border.
They're right below the tree right there. So we're trying to get behind them.
Within minutes, he and other Border Patrol agents have handcuffed four people trying to cross. Since 2014, National Guard troops have been a regular presence on the U.S. southern border. There are now some 1,700 in Texas alone.
We're filling crucial gaps for CBP, for Border Patrol. We're here so we can allow them to focus on their law enforcement job.
Major Mike Perry is a public affairs officer with the Texas National Guard.
We're providing infrastructure, operational, aerial support, information and detection.
It's unclear how often guardsmen actually contribute to apprehensions or whether their presence has helped drive down the number of crossings. Since troop levels ticked up in April 2018, the number of migrant crossings has fluctuated widely, partly in response to seasonal shifts and federal policy changes. Still, this isn't your typical military deployment. Guardsmen stationed along the border live in government-contracted housing during their deployments, which usually last a few months. For most, that means staying in hotels, which are covered by a per diem of about $150.
Morning, Dad.
One February morning, several uniformed guardsmen ate continental breakfast at a La Quinta Inn that's become their temporary home.
They have bacon, egg, toast.
Hotel staff say they've gotten to know these guardsmen and that they've seen different groups cycle through over time.
You guys have a good day now.
In their off time, the guard in the Rio Grande Valley blend into the community and frequent places like restaurants and gyms. Gym owner Jason Martinez has an arrangement with the hotel next door to accommodate the troops who are staying there. He says he often sees them working out in groups and gestures to a bank of cardio machines behind him.
You got your treadmills, steppers, ellipticals, arc trainers. I seen them one time, they were all there running, you know.
An all-volunteer task force deployed to the Rio Grande Valley about 5 months ago. It includes guardsmen from several states. Georgia National Guard Lieutenant Ashton Griffith is part of it. He came back from Afghanistan last year and has also helped with hurricane relief efforts in his home state.
This is definitely a big change.
For some guardsmen, part of the border mission's appeal is military experience. Many of those who deploy take on responsibilities normally reserved for those of higher rank and learn how to coordinate with different agencies.
Coming here was like a broadening assignment for them. They get to learn how the federal government operates, and it also helps them accrue some time and some experience down here in Texas that'll help them not only there, but in the military career.
Griffith, who works as a civilian police officer when not on orders, says life at the border isn't what he expected.
You know, thinking along the border, you think like, oh man, it's Texas, desert, you won't have a lot of things to do. But we came out here and this community is just, it's well built up. You have so many attractions to come stay in the area, and this is a wonderful place to be.
The word is getting out, Griffith says, with more guardsmen wanting to come to the border and serve. This is Carson Frame reporting.